You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Thank you very much, Mosa, and a very good morning to you. Give us a sense, really, of how rampant poaching in the province has been in this year as well. I've just given a sense of what the figures were last year. But in the first quarter of 2024, what is the state of poaching?
Good morning, Sebenzile, and good morning also to your listeners. The poaching in the province has been very rife. If you think maybe, say, back in terms of, say, the last 2 years or so. In 2022, at this time, we had lost 95 rhinos. And then last year, at this time, around April, we had lost 90 rhinos. But this year alone, we have lost around 109 rhinos. So we found ourselves with no choice but to then introduce some measures that we are now introducing to try and fight rhino poaching.
Is this spike, Musa, particularly in KwaZulu, as a result of perhaps the work that we're seeing elsewhere in the country, right? If you think about the Kruger National Park and the work they've been doing over the years to fight the scourge of rhino poaching, is it a case of poachers moving from there, coming into KZN, that has led to the spike?
Well, there are many reasons, and yes, one of them is what we are saying right now. But mainly, if now you go to Kruger, for example, it might take you a day or two to spot a rhino that is maybe well positioned for you to poach it.
Yeah.
When you come to our game reserve is not as big as a Kruger National Park. So it's easier to spot a rhino, maybe say within a few hours, and then you're out again of the park. Yeah.
What is the impact of dehorning, Musa? And I know, you know, people have different views on this and on how it may, you know, have adverse effects, particularly on the black rhino. Just perhaps give us a sense of the sort of studies being done about this, but what we are seeing really when this has been the case, when a rhino has been dehorned, how it's likely to affect their development, how they interact with them, with other rhinos and other species and so on.
It's I can say currently it's no known, maybe say, the impacts, but what you've noticed over the past few years that there is no impact. What I was lucky last week that I was part of the dehorning team, so I could see what happened to the rhinos. Once the rhino has been darted, and then when they wake it up, immediately when it wakes up, it starts eating. It doesn't even show any sign that maybe say something has been done on its rhino. So it might maybe say have an impact, maybe say moving forward, because it uses the rhino, the horn, to defend itself. Maybe if it was to face some form of fight, it might find it difficult to defend itself without a rhino. At times, it uses the rhino also to guard its kids, so to speak. I'm saying kids now. to guide its kids. So it maybe say when it says it wants them to go this side, it pushes them with the rhino horn to go that side. But in terms of its development, there's nothing that maybe say happens to it. It's still the same rhino that it used to have, the rhino before it was dehorned. Also maybe say in terms of impact now with the people who are coming to our park to see, they want to see a rhino with a horn. I mean, to see a rhino without a horn is not a good sight. You don't promote it, you don't like it. But we found ourselves even to do it this time around.
And is there a method or a science behind how young perhaps is the right time to dehorn the rhino? And perhaps are there cases where you've had to dehorn multiple times, for a second time or several more times because it does grow back?
Yeah. Well, remember in the Kruger Ecology Park, this is a new phenomenon that we are doing there.
Yeah.
So we haven't been doing it, but now we are doing it intentionally. If maybe say the rhino of the young one has grown enough, that maybe say if the poachers see it, they might want to poach that young one, who will then dehorn it also. Last week there were times whereby you will find maybe say a mother and a young one, and they will dehorn both of them together.
There's big business in the poaching industry. That's why it's gone on for as long as it has, and in fact will continue to be a problem. What other interventions are you bringing in as Mvelo to try and combat this?
Well, recently there are a number of them that have been reported throughout the media. Like, for example, our provincial government recently gave us 11 million to try and strengthen and put more fence around the Huswe Mfolozi Park. And also, the Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment gave us 40 million also to put a smart fence around the park. And sometime last year, also, we added our field rangers' foot on the ground from 45. They are now around 88 field rangers. And also, we have introduced integrity testing for our staff members who are involved in the park, working in the park, to make sure that, maybe say, information doesn't come from the inside and go out to the poachers. So there are many initiatives that we've undertaken. The last one, maybe say, that I must mention is that recently we appointed Mr. Stembiso Ndlovu, who's our senior manager, rhino protection. So his just role is to make sure that our rhinos are protected.
Somebody listening to this, Musa, may say, but why has it taken Isimvelo this long? That perhaps you're a bit late. To take these sort of interventions. Do you think that would be a fair comment, that perhaps you could have done this a lot earlier, and maybe we could have seen far less rhinos being poached from your reserve?
Well, there are many reasons for that. Number one, we tried to keep animals within the Huswe Mfolozi Park in their natural environment. We let them be. I mean, we don't want to interfere with nature. But also at the same time, this exercise is very costly because it must be repeated after every, say, 18 to 24 months. And we didn't have that money until, thanks to WWF, who have come forward and then gave us this money whereby we can now be able to dehorn all rhinos within Huswe Mfolozi Park.
And how big is the population, just finally, Musa? Your rhino population there?
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that, but
All right,
it's very
is that
big.
a risk to share that information?
Yeah, it is a risk.
Okay.
Last year or so, the minister went to our flew above Huswe Mfolozi Park, and then she saw the rhinos that are there. She was impressed. That's all I can say now. I won't be able to give you the figures at the moment
Musa, we appreciate
for
your
security
time.
reasons. Yeah.
No, I completely understand, Musa. Thank you for your time with us this morning. It's one to watch very closely, isn't it? I think the numbers are quite staggering when you think about 65% of the 499 rhinos that were killed nationwide last year were killed in KZN alone. So this is indeed an important intervention. Musa Mdambo, spokesperson of Ezamvelo, KZN Wildlife.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.